If you've been listening to Bravo Brazos Valley, know that I love Texas historical markers. And now I'm on Washington Street, the main street in Navasota. And I came across a fascinating building, and it's got a historical marker right on the side that was placed here in 1980. And it designates the Mickleboro Building. Yeah, the Mickleboro Building. And let me read you about it. Eliza Johnson, who died in 1876, had this building constructed in 1874, following a fire which destroyed several structures on the block. It was made of limestone rubble to comply with a city ordinance requiring all new construction to include fireproof materials. August Horst, who died in 1920, a local investor, bought the property in 1877 and sold it 2 years later to his wife's brothers, E.P. and J.H. Mickleboro. Members of their families owned it until 1929. The building has housed a saloon, a grocery, a confectionery, ice cream parlor, and offices for attorneys and dentists. It's right here on Washington Street, and it's right next door to another fascinating building that I really want to find out more about, and I will. It's the Chinsky Building. Since 1861. Now, how do I know that? Because that's what's engraved on the top of the building. Chinsky's since 1861, and it's a business here at 117 Washington in Navasota. And so, obviously, I wanted to know who were the Chinsky's. And obviously, they have a lot of history in Navasota. As a matter of fact, there is a book of Navasota history called The Navasota Blue Bonnet. 1854 to 1954, and the person who put together the manuscript for that book was Miss Maureen Chinsky. As a matter of fact, tragically, she died during the time that she was writing the manuscript, and it never got finished. But there's lots of information on that about Chinsky, her family. As a matter of fact, the first telephone operator in Navasota was Mrs. L.L. Chinsky. Her maiden name was Camp, Miss Jessie Camp, L.L. Chinsky. There's a lot of history in Navasota, and I'm just really going to enjoy telling you more about it from time to time on Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.